The governor signing a measure he considered one of the most crucial to this particular legislative session, Senator, in Senate Bill 1, that part of which deals with workers' compensation. First off, your reaction to and thoughts on the bill itself.
The bill itself, I think, was a compromise between all the parties, and I think the way Senator handled it was the way we should handle a lot of legislation. We took information from all the interested parties, and then we closed the doors, and we tried to do what we thought was best for Missourians. I mean, it's our job to legislate and decide the answers to these problems. So after we take in all this input, it's up to us to research what exactly we need to do. And I think when you have a bill that not everybody likes it and it becomes law, it's a good compromise. You know, there were things in it that I didn't care for that went through, but on the other hand, I got my occupational diseases taken care of, and that was a big concern for me. It always is that the small guy didn't get left out and that somebody took the responsibility for those that are out there now in the system.
That's another important part of it, as you mentioned, is the fact that workers' compensation has been looked at by past legislatures, and there have been some pauses in terms of the ability to get occupational diseases or other certain aspects of the total package in here, and we were able to do so this time.
Yeah, and I think that's good for everybody. Do I wish it would have been more for those folks? Absolutely, but we have to look at it from a point where we were talking about taking them out of the system and leaving it strictly up to litigation and lawsuits. So, I think this is going to help a lot of folks that otherwise wouldn't have relief necessary. And the fact that, you know, with mesothelioma, once you're diagnosed with that horrible, horrible disease, that's the next step after asbestosis. Once you're diagnosed, you have about 6 months to a year. And right now, the way the law is written, your survivors will receive the benefit, even your adult children. So I was real pleased with that.
Other aspect of the bill deals with the second injury fund. This is a fund we've been hearing for at least 10 or 15 years was in trouble. Now we're hearing it's insolvent. The ability has not been there to pay a lot of the claims. Hopefully this is the fix that a lot of businesses and state leaders are looking for as well.
Well, and I think it is the fix. They have options. They can get insurance to fund it. They can do it through let it go and go through litigation. But it'll get funded, and that's what's important. Now, time will tell whether there will be enough money. It looks like there's going to be. Right now, the liability is about $32 million. But with each year, that increases. That's something that time will bear out to see if this works. And if it doesn't, we're going to have to revisit it. But I think this is the first time in years. I know it's the first time that we've had a legitimate answer. And I know that Senator Roop worked on it as a member of the House, as I did. And here we are. I spent 8 years there, and out two, so that's 10 years, and this is the 11th year that I would have been involved in it, so it took that long to get somewhere with it.
Do you anticipate the second injury fund would likely be revisited sooner than later if the need comes?
If the need arises, I hope it would be, but nobody has a crystal ball. But if the need does arise, I hope we have the sense and the wherewithal to do that, you know, to do the right thing and revisit it, because these are injured people. These aren't people that are just waiting around for a paycheck. They're permanently disabled. It's no fault of their own. It's what we promised to do, and I think the state needs to meet their obligation.